as I was alluding to in the period after the sitting, the attitude of mind through which we perceive our experience determines whether we are whether we suffer or not about whatever it is that's happening. So it's not so much about what's going on, but how we relate to it. And so a lot of the teaching is about cultivating a wise attitude, an attitude that is non-reactive, that is wise, is loving. And of course, mindful attention, because it meets every experience with this kind of silent, peaceful knowing, because mindfulness has no agenda. In a moment of mindfulness, there's no expectation. There's no aim to get something with what one is being mindful of. Mindfulness itself begins to pull the stickiness of our reactivity out of whatever it is that we're noticing. So it's hard to be attentive to something and suffer about it in the same moment. Does that make sense? So don't underestimate the power to loosen the reactive mind. Sometimes, because we are so chronically reactive and we do carry what the Buddha called avijja, or ignorance, and that primary ignorance is that we tend to personalize everything, make it all about me and mine. Even people coming in late to the sitting, it's about how it affects my practice, or you know, whatever. The littlest thing can become all about me. So that's part of what adds to our reactivity. Part of it is a misunderstanding of how our practice unfolds. So we tend to carry with us some expectations. We may carry what we often joke about at Spirit Rock, my home center. We call it carrying the corpses of previous experiences. We have had an experience, and then subtly we're trying to aim at having that experience again, remembering our peace and harmony, our body disappearing, and then anything other than that is somehow not enough. And it really is not exactly what's happening. It's that we're imposing a notion of what we want to happen or should happen. And then when you see the extent to which your mind is absolutely wild and in some ways uncontrollable, it's often met with the idea, that should be quiet. It should be controllable. Any of you ever have that sense? So having a wise understanding and a wise view helps us to meet our experience with a much more less reactive attitude. And I think this was maybe the inspiration behind these two quotes, one from Bhante Gunaratna, the other one from François Fénelon. From Bhante Gunaratna, he says, "Somewhere in the process of meditation, you will come face to face with the sudden realization that you are completely crazy. Your mind is a shrieking madhouse on wheels barreling down the hill, utterly out of control and hopeless. No problem. You are not any crazier than you were yesterday. It's always been this way and you never noticed." So just knowing that you're not alone in being completely crazy, a shrieking madhouse, somehow the seeing it less personally, seeing the universality of some of the tendencies of our mind can, again, take that reactivity out of our experience. But somehow if we think it's only happening to me or it shouldn't be happening, it just compounds our stress. So it's all about the ending of our reactive attitudes, or at least this being able to see them. And then François Fénelon, and this I find very inspiring and positive. "As light increases, we see ourselves to be worse than we thought. We are amazed at our former blindness as we see issuing forth from the depths of our heart a whole swarm of shameful thoughts and feelings like filthy reptiles crawling from a hidden cave. We never could have believed that we had harbored such things, and we stand aghast as we watch them gradually appear. Have you noticed the way things have been emerging today? But we must neither be amazed nor disheartened. We are not worse than we were. On the contrary, we are better. But while our faults diminish, the light by which we see them waxes brighter, and we are filled with horror. Bear in mind, for your comfort, that we only perceive our malady when the cure begins. So be gentle with yourself, patient, kindful attention to whatever it is that shows up. So the only way that we can notice whether our attitude is contentious or straining to make something different happen is if it becomes part of the field of our meditation. If mindfulness rises up to notice, oh, this is what resistance feels like. This is what not liking my experience feels like. Or this is what is trying to make something happen is like. This is what turning it into my personal story is like. And we start to notice these things. So during this sitting, I want to invite you to settle back into that uncaused, open awareness of your sitting body sitting. And when I say uncaused, a reminder that attention or awareness is natural to you. That you do not need to become aware. You are aware naturally. So be aware of your sitting body sitting, breathing body breathing. Be aware of your senses open. Sounds will be heard. Whole range of sensations will be felt. Sensations of breathing in the middle of it. And feel free to keep settling into the simple sensations of breath. No need to look for anything else, but if other experiences call the attention, rise up and are known, then welcome them graciously. Accept them. Sounds, notice hearing. No need to think about what's being heard. Just notice the process of sounds appearing, fading. And then sensations and then invite or open to the experience of from time to time wanting things to be different than the way they are. Notice the wanting mind. Notice the aversive mind. begin to include the different so-called hindrances, restless, agitation, dullness, doubt. No need to look for any experience. Settle back into a simple knowing of sitting body, breathing body. But when other experiences become stronger than simple body awareness, invite them in. Notice that they're changing conditions. Notice that they're not personal. They come uninvited. They fade away. Desire comes, is felt, and fades. The objects are endless. Irritation, anger, fear comes and goes. Not me, not mine. Sadness, even, moods. Let the whole process happen without interference, without judgment. Just this moment. Is there awareness right now? What are you aware of? How are you relating to what you're aware of? Is there openness and relaxation? Is there a straining to make something happen? Is there resistance, aversion? You're telling yourself a story. No need to do anything about this, these different attitudes. Just notice our consciousness, mind stream is self-correcting. Just need to know what's happening. So nothing to do about what you're noticing, nothing to undo. Just be lucidly aware. Just this moment. Remembering if you're straining or struggling, sinking, just notice that. And of course, at any time, feel free to refresh yourself, begin again. You need to make an alteration in your posture, do it very deliberately, gently, lovingly. So there's no break in the continuity of your awareness. Loving awareness.